I guess you could read one of them out.
Could do. Use up some time, I guess.
Yeah.
It's illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland. Guinea pigs are social animals and suffer from loneliness.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, guinea pigs, yeah.
No, that's illegal.
Oh, no. I didn't know it was illegal, but I feel like I'm down with that, though. I'm fine with that. I feel like there should be more laws about animal ownership.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I think it's like the slave trade.
Yeah?
Like animals probably see you like as kind of like something like that.
So what sort of things would you get a guinea pig to do for you?
There's the whole sexual thing, I guess.
I'm not sure.
I don't understand it. The logistics of how you would get that, entice that to go into like you. Is it in your bum?
I don't know. Guinea pig? Are you thinking of a famous actor?
Am I? Well,
I mean, from the recesses of my memory, I didn't do a lot of research into this, but I believe there was a famous actor. I'm not give his full name in case we get like, well, I mean, we're not going to get sued up here, but in case someone, I don't know, doesn't take well to us, saying this, but two, like, we'll do sort of, what's it called? Where you do the
charade.
Charade.
This is a charade.
It is a charade. What a charade. So there's two words.
Yes.
Yeah. Second word.
Traditionally in charade, you're not supposed to like do the actual action and then explain to me what you're actually saying. Because in other words, it ain't fun. It would also not be fun if, say, someone was listening to this.
Well, that's never going to happen. But yeah. Second word, second name.
Yeah.
It's the second name.
Right.
Is, what would you call it? That thing in the car that you use to drive that you put your hand on and you wiggle it about.
Granted, I'm not a very good driver. I'm the first to admit this. But I don't know that I'm doing a lot of wiggling of things whilst I'm driving.
You wiggle there's a thing in the center.
The gearbox.
Well, yeah.
The gear stick?
Just tap your nose there for you. It's the first word, yeah.
Right.
So that's the second name.
All right. Well, I think I know who it is now. Is it like a type of paint? Like it would, well, paint comes in. It's not.
The first name, Dulux Gear.
I've actually now forgotten who this character is.
He put a gerbil up his bum.
Or like,
put a gerbil up his bum.
Did he?
Well, allegedly. I didn't see it. But apparently.
Why would you like come to the conclusion that that's going to A, like be pleasurable to you and say the animal? Like, does the animal have to like give consent? Or in your world, you would want the animal to give consent, wouldn't you?
You'd want to sign some sort of prenup.
So like, say that happens and both are happy with this agreement. What happens next? Do you get a tube? Like, what do you do? How do you like...
You just leave it, I think. And you live in harmony. Symbiotic.
I don't think a gerbil could fit on my... Oh, no, a guinea pig, is
Come
it?
Here. No, it's a... Guinea pigs are quite big. Guinea pigs, I don't know, the guinea pigs are just little innocent furry things that just make funny noises, aren't they? You ever heard a guinea pig, what the noise it makes?
Yeah, I used to keep them.
You ever heard a guinea pig, what the noise it is? What did I say there?
Well, actually, before I say that, I used to keep them. I want to make it very clear that my main priority was rabbits. I liked rabbits. And don't you say that fit. I was trying to stick them up my bum. But I liked rabbits. And apparently, the told you, the people in charge
of
society, said that guinea pigs and rabbits get on well with each other.
Oh, really?
And so you would keep them together.
Uh-huh.
Now, the thing that I'd heard in urban legend, that sometimes they can have...
No. So you can get like a hybrid?
I don't know. I don't think that can happen, but they can have...
Coitus?
Yeah, or do they make love? Yeah, that's what you can, no? Make love, yeah. Don't be so seedy.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that before, but why would I?
It's not the like, sort of thing that in a lift someone would turn to you and go, top of the morning, sir. Did you know that sometimes guinea pigs have sex with... rabbits.
You're very well read though, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Well, that's what I read out of that book.
That's one thing about you.
That's the only book I have in this fucking pod, you know.
Yeah.
I shit you not.
It's a good one though.
How many pages is it?
It's very worn. It's in a lot of action.
110 pages. No. No, 111.
I miss pets. I miss animals.
Do you?
Yeah, been a long time.
But the robot's kind of like a pet.
Suppose. You could say that. Well, guinea pigs. So you, how many guinea pigs did you have?
Through my life, I had 3.
Mm-hmm.
Not together at once.
No, no, because... Well, actually, you would have been breaking the law there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. But would I, though? Would I have been breaking the law because I was keeping them with rabbits?
Ah, that's a good point, actually. Is that the...
Oh, so now, hold on.
Your Honour. No, Your Honour. I had a rabbit.
Yeah?
And they were fucking.
Yeah, so, they were having whale of a time.
Right. He definitely would have sent you down. And the punishment, you know what the punishment, actually, ironically enough.
Sticking one up your
Do you know where I'm going with
Yeah,
this?
I can tell by the look in your eye.
I hereby declare you will spend 6 years with a gerbil up here.
How would it stay alive?
I don't think it does.
Oh, so it would die and then...
I've got Dulux gear on the line, shall I ask him? Well, where were you going with that?
I don't
the
know.
Type of paint?
I thought the name was Matt.
All right, okay.
You know, like, it's not a type of but it is a type of...
You're thinking of one half of a very popular 80s pop duo,
mm-hmm.
Matt Gloss.
Matt Gloss. And I'm suffering from space madness. That's what it is.
Matt fucking Gloss. That's good.
Thanks.
That was good.
That's a new character.
Thanks. I came up with it. You said Matt Gear.
Well, I'm saying thank you for... telling me that?
Just the royal thank you.
Can I go back to me work in the deep recesses of the pod?
You know you're not allowed to. At least 30 minutes a week we've got. At least 30 minutes. Well, bi-weekly, who
knows?
That's
stupid.
It might
cow.
Be 30 minutes a month. Cow. You couldn't fit one of them.
No, cow. The computer automated...
I always forget this bit.
So do I. Why don't you help me out? Why don't you tell
Remind
me?
Remind me of the first two again.
Computer cow. Automated.
Cow. Car.
Go. Or could it be car?
Well, is it cow? As in C-O-W? Or is it C-A-W?
Oh, it's C-A-W, yeah.
C-A-W, I thought so, yeah.
It's cow.
Cow. The W stands for... Why not?
Computer automated why not?
Yeah.
Strange.
It works though, doesn't it? It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it's very different to the Holly and Red Dwarf though. So, just saying.
Yes. I remember when I used to have a computer, my own individual personal computer,
mm-hmm.
that didn't tell me what to do all the time. I actually called it Holly.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a charming story.
Or is that what I used to call my gaming console? I can't remember now. I think it was my gaming console I used to call Holly.
Did you?
Yeah. And I used to call me... Do you remember the mobile devices? Cell phones. Cell phones?
I don't miss them.
Where's your cell? You got any cell signal? Do you remember, do you remember that?
I remember elements of this, but some of this is quite different to how I remember it.
Yeah. Well, you had everything was different for you because you were high on gerbil.
Yeah, I was. And what I was about to say is, if it's like lodged in your bum,
okay,
when you go to the toilet, what happens?
I don't think the idea is to keep it up there for like weeks at a time. I think it's like, it's just you look so confused. What? You don't give it.
You told me the punishment was to have one up there for 6 years, did you not?
Oh yeah. Well, that one would have like breathing apparatus and stuff. Or apparatus.
So we're going to send a gerbil or guinea pig.
When no
I keep
gerbil.
Calling them gerbils. Guinea pig with like breathing apparatus to go up me bum.
When
as
no
punishment
gerbil.
For not letting it live with anything. Even though, ironically, when it's up me bum, it's got nothing to live with. What's it going to live with in there?
I'm going to try again with this one because I kept interrupting you there. Where no gerbil has been before.
It's not gerbil, it's guinea pigs.
I'm confused.
It's space madness we're suffering from it.
Come out all matted, wouldn't it, a gerbil? We're starting strong.
Well, I had...
We are starting strong.
I had... To go back to your previous question, I had 3 different ones. One was like a gingery one. That was my favourite.
It's awful, this space beer, isn't it?
Space beer as well. It's... What's the name of the computer again?
car. That's from the recycled urine.
Yeah.
It ferments it, doesn't it?
She, as a trick on her, she doesn't give her her own urine, or sometimes she does. So do you think that's my urine you're drinking, or is it yours?
It's very bitty.
Yeah, yours is powerful, like.
Yeah.
I'm getting off my face.
Gets you where you need to go.
I've been misspelling cow and car and stuff because of this. I mean,
it's a sort of beer that makes you talk about gerbils.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes, for 11 minutes at a time.
Well, it all goes against the quarter. Half an hour and then I'm out of here.
Yeah. Okay, now. I shit you not.
Sam 11 calling on S1 1120. If you're getting this, if anyone's getting this, it's a big howdy. No one's getting this. Well, I'm doing all right. I mean, I would have imagined I'd be freaking by now, but I don't know. Apart from the smell, it's all right. I'll see what I can do. I'll see if I can let them go and just, I don't know, put them out. It feels disrespectful. I'll say a few words. Something like that. Makes you think, doesn't it? I always hated being on my own. Biggest ship Roscoe ever put out this. It's like a bloody... It's like a bloody cave. I don't actually walk around half of it. God knows what's about. There are ghosts on this ship. I swear to God, I've been here weeks now on my own. And there are ghosts on this ship. And do you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Anyway, if you're getting this... Well, get in touch. Drop us a line. All right, tin soldier out.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah, okay then.
While we're here. Are we breathing wrong? Are we breathing wrong?
In space or just in general?
In general. Because I saw a headline on this really, really old article from like, I don't know.
Is it in the attic?
Decades ago.
Space attic.
It was in the it was in the space attic where I keep all my space stuff. Mm-hmm. It was on the what do you call it? A big thing. A big sort of you know when you used to go to libraries.
Yeah.
And you used to go on the computer and it would have all of the old newspapers.
What was
and
this?
Roll through them and stuff. So it's like that, but it's like a future version of it.
Yeah.
So it's
it's got some like bells and like boop 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 boop.
Yeah, it does
boop,
all that
shit. Scanning, looking for data. That's
good. But I saw this article caught my eye, and it said, "What did I say? Are we breathing wrong?"
Yeah.
And I think it was more of I read it as like, oh, for fuck's sake, is there something else we're doing wrong? You know, it's always
Jesus,
like...
you're scared, is there? You literally changed personality.
I know, did you see that?
It was terrifying. I thought something had went wrong with it.
It's like Schmeagle. so I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, I tried to tone it down so you didn't get too much of a shock at that time.
But it was terrifying at that level, so I'm glad you did.
So I should start lotion and then build up just to ease you in.
To a crescendo, yeah.
I was like, for fuck's sake, man. And... you know, you always see these things where like you find out that for all your life, you've been sitting, your posture's bad, or you're doing wanks wrong or something like that. I don't know. You're doing, everything's just wrong.
I'm sure that there's not someone going to come around and go, excuse me, can I just see your technique whilst you're having a wank? You're doing it wrong.
Hi, I hope you don't mind. I couldn't help but noticed there as I walked past this shop window that you've got a very interesting technique. I'm not sure.
Shop window? What's this shop selling?
Gerbils.
All right, yeah.
Oh, that's. I don't think we need to go any further. I think that's that's wrapped that up.
I don't
want to
bring that back up.
Yeah, that's what Matt Gloss said. So, yeah, do you know what I mean, though? Have you seen those things? I think it might have been more of a philosophical way of saying, are we breathing wrong? Should our breathing be more, you know, should you take more time and think about the world around you with every breath you take and stuff like that? But to me, it was just like, well, in, out, isn't it? Isn't that? Actually, I was listening to a, do you remember podcasts?
Yeah, on the archive, didn't the space library.
Archive, that's the word. So I was listening to this, I think I'm saying it right, podcast on this the archive. And they were talking about dolphins. And they said that dolphins have to actually think about breathing. They don't just breathe automatically like us humans, I suppose you could call, we do.
Well, there's two reasons for that, I would wager.
Mm-hmm. Please wager.
Didn't
wager
dolphins, because they're now gone, because everything's gone, didn't dolphins used to breathe oxygen yet live in the sea?
The
which
mammals.
Which to me is a massive flaw on their behalf.
The mammals. Kings of the sea. That's what they're called. Can I just say...
No, orcas the king of the sea.
The whale's the king of the sea.
No, the big ship, McShip, big floaty McShip, that's the king of the sea.
You've obviously never met Nessie.
I haven't, but he doesn't live in the sea.
He?
Dun, that's, dun, dun.
That's very short-sighted of you.
You shouldn't use pronouns. It's...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Dystopian Simulation Radio was that podcast, by the way, that I listened to. It was really, really good. But yeah, dolphins have to actually think about breathing.
That's because they live in the sea, though, and they can't, like, whilst they're swimming around, they can't breathe then. Maybe they have, like, a bit of the mind that goes, hold on, and I have fun underneath the water, and I have another, like, a wicked time. Mm. Like, just...
Wicked smart.
Yeah, bugging that crustacean over there, and, you know...
Bugging it.
Yeah, bugging it, having a, like, I think dolphins are probably like the chavas of the sea.
Yeah.
They're just like bugging all the other animals. And the other animals are just like, oh, I fucking hate dolphins.
Yeah.
Oh, he has a dolphin. Oh, God. Dolphin. But the dolphin's like doing that. And then in its mind, it's like...
Beg your pardon?
That was the spacecraft. Like,
that was a space coaster.
I think that, like, another animal... is like getting bugged by them, but then the dolphin all of a sudden goes, oh shit, I've got to go up and breathe some air here.
I wonder if it's more about a reflex thing, so that the baby dolphin comes out of its mother's dolphin snatch, and if it doesn't have that sort of reflex, if it does have that reflex, sorry, then it would just breathe in loads of water, so it has to kind of naturally not... breathe in automatically. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
Hold up. If it comes out of the snatch, as you call it. I was trying to think of a different word. But
why? That's the best word.
Hold on. It'll be attached by an umbilical cord? Surely. Then it will not have to breathe.
Surely.
Surely,
surely, sir. You're attached by an umbilical cord, are you not? I had a glass of brandy. I don't know if you could tell. Yeah, that was always miming.
You don't have to breathe. That's why, like...
Tell it to the dolphins.
Well, I can't talk to dolphins, but I have to say, if I could talk to any animals, dolphins would be pretty low on the list. I think they're really snooty and they're overrated.
Yeah, it's quite funny because that's exactly what that episode of that Dystopian Simulation Radio was about the talking to dolphins. I would suggest, Ross, you do give that a listen.
Oh, man, it's on the list. It's a very, very good podcast. Once I've got some time apart from you, I'll go up there. But I've got a lot on.
Yeah, but like
I don't want to go into it. I've just got a lot.
No, I could tell you just shut off.
Yeah, you know,
I've got a lot on. Right,
I've got a lot on.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
How much I've got on.
Yeah,
do you know how much? Lots.
Well, I've got loads of tasks to do. You have as well.
Ah, nah, but they'll get done. Okay. They will get done. All those hatches being resealed.
Anyway, to go back to the breathing wrong thing that you were saying,
are we?
What's the
What's the big idea?
Well, you know, have you ever like listened to someone trying to calm someone down? Like, say if they're having like a panic attack.
Like a Liverpudlian.
Pardon?
Sorry, a Liverpudlian. Calm down, calm down.
Or you're referencing a comedy from the like 1980s, I see. What I'm being a bit more like highbrow here. What I'm trying to say is, like, when you're trying, like, you scent on your breathing. So you're like, and relax, breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to breathe. But then I'm hyperventilating.
I know, because you're panicking, because you're worried you're going to forget to breathe. Do you remember...
That's terrifying.
A fantastic way of calming you down if you were feeling like you were going to have a panic attack, which oftentimes you and I both do feel like we're having that in this enclosed space.
Shall I tell you mine, or you tell me yours first?
Thank you.
Or is yours universally recognised, because mine's my own patented...
Is it? Yeah. It's got the little... It's
like Ross's patent. Yeah,
the little R for Ross at the end of it.
Aye.
This one actually came from a video game, Celeste, where you imagine a feather and you've got to use your breathing to keep the feather floating, keep it floating at a certain height, a certain level. And it was like a little mini game in this. Do you remember video games? This little mini game. And it was really, really cool. I liked it very much so.
I just think of a big pair of tits juggling around.
Is it Barbara Windsor's?
No.
Do you remember Barbara Windsor?
It's several different types. You choose on the day.
Do you?
What you want. It calms you down.
Do you remember tits?
Yeah. I do. Jesus. I miss them.
Yeah. But yeah, like I say, I think it's more of a philosophical thing. I don't think it's literally. But what are the things you do you think we're doing wrong? Oh, you know what I did find out I was doing wrong? Years ago. Do you remember years and years ago when...
I remember the concept of time, and it seems to be very slow at this moment in time.
Really?
They say time is relative, but I'm not so sure.
Still as sharp as ever. Sharp as ever. So I found out that it's there's a particular way to defecate. There's an ideal position to be in to help you release your stools. Okay? Are you following?
I am, okay. Yeah. I'm just going to... It may look that I'm falling asleep, but it isn't. It
may look like I've left the room. Yeah. I'm still here. So squatting is the best way to shit. So I found this out and I purchased a poop stool. But I didn't do that, and like for the first 30 odd years of my life, I was just sitting on the toilet like a fucking schmuck, getting numb legs. And yeah, and then I got a poop stool, and it was much easier to do poops. And then I got a bidet, and I just never left the toilet because it did everything I needed to do.
Oh.
Everything I needed to get me through the day, I could get from that toilet. Source of water, source of pleasure.
What about food?
Do you need you ask?
Would you, like, if you are dying, would you eat your own fecal matter?
You know what I always think when someone says fecal matter? I always think, what's a fecal matter? I don't know why, I just always think, like, someone's kind of going to someone, are you okay, what's a fecal matter?
I like the way you laugh at your own jokes.
Imagine, like, you saw someone fall over and, oh, not well, you wouldn't ask them what the matter was if they fell over, but if you saw them crying and you went over and someone would say, like, oh, what's the matter? But if you just, like, just for your own enjoyment, just dropped in fecal, oh, what's a fecal matter? Like that, and they didn't hear it, and you know what I mean? So,
and the answer to it, as you say that, is like, I've just found out my parents were on a plane and it's crashed.
Yeah.
And I'm now like, I'm an orphan.
Yeah.
This person you're talking to, by the way, is like 12.
Yeah.
And you just went, what the fecal matter? And you're like giggling to yourself as you find out about that.
Yeah, we did.
You're everything that's wrong with what was the human race, Tom.
Yeah, it's dead good. I genuinely can't remember what your question was.
I think it was something I knew about breathing or something. Oh no, what other things do you think you're doing wrong? And it wasn't my question, it was the question you posed yourself. And I think
you asked me something, I'm sure.
Like why we're here.
It'll come
out
in the wash.
The toilet one is something about sitting on the toilet wrong, like facing the wrong way. That's
you asked me if that's a good gag. You asked me if I would eat my own shit if I was dying.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No,
yeah, I wouldn't. But rabbits do, though. Like, not when they're dying, but you told me a long time ago about rabbits eating their own poo again.
They've got two types of poo.
Carlins, yeah. Or something like that, isn't it?
They've got two types of poo. The Carlin ones, the little ones that look like little bullets, and the other ones that are like sort of like a human person's turd.
Uh-huh. Which one do they eat?
The human person one, because it's so rich that they need to go through the system. But the person who told me this has been legendary in telling me things that are wrong.
Right.
So I don't know if that... Is it right? Is it wrong? List... Yeah. Sorry, I had a space seizure. Anyway, I'm off.
Oh, hang on. Before you go, do you want a little joke?
Well, okay, but like, if it's quick... It must be quick.
You know me. So I've downloaded this this book. Remember books?
I do.
We Are Geordies, yes? We Are Geordies.
I remember that word, I think.
We Are Geordies. So I've got a downloaded a book, and I've got a sort of screen grab of the front and back cover just to show you. What's it called?
100 Geordie Jokes.
The picture of the author on the back.
Oh, he's class.
What's he called?
Dick. The author.
Yeah.
£1.30.
Yeah, back in, that's a lot for that.
When was that made?
Now, caveat, 1988. And the caveat is important.
Right. I'm remembering history.
Yeah. You do want to whitewash history.
Yeah, so. I'm just remembering it.
Right.
But I hope you see it. No matter what it is.
Well, that's a caveat. That's why we've got the caveat. So I want you to give me a number between 1 and 100.
Okay, 69.
I thought you'd save that for later down the line. This screenshot sounds a lot like... You see, that's what the thing... that's what technology's done. They've made... Do you remember Kindles? How they looked like a book page, like a paper page. Well, what they've done now is they've made it sound like paper. It's amazing.
Well, because Kindle worked out that people don't actually like them that much. So then they worked out and they tried to add all these like things in, like you're showing, like the sounds you're making.
Like a light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So would you like me to read it in my best Geordie accent? I think I should. Because it's written...
You're really Geordie-like.
Do you know how people hate when they used to... Scottish people used to write in their accent on social media platforms? People used to probably hate it. People used to hate that.
What a bunch of arseholes.
I know. But this book is written in Geordie accent. So,
Geordie and proud.
Yeah. So this joke is called A New Stomach. Then take me brother-in-law. Take him anywhere ye like. He was on holiday on a farm in the back of beyond. He's always had trouble with his stomach. He had to diet. I didn't know what colour, but he had to diet. Oh, I think this has got a few jokes in it, actually.
It took us a little while to accustomize myself to you speaking like that.
Yeah.
I think I acknowledged the joke. So by then.
No. That's just the first.
Oh, that's just the.
It's the whole paragraph.
Appetizer.
I think this
is it?
This is more of a set than a joke.
All right.
No, he suffered from chills on his stomach. That's where his wife put her feet. So that's a second joke. Well, he was on this farm when he took bad. They were a long way from medical help. The nearest vet was 12 miles away. Well, my brother-in-law went to him with his stomach. I don't know if that was another joke. I don't know if it was. Well, your brother-in-law went to him with his stomach. There was no point in leaving it behind.
These aren't jokes.
That's a good one. The vet says, there's nought else for... What's that say? There's nought else for it, son. Your stomach will have to come out. And we are far from civilization, he says. I don't know what
I like
he
the
says.
Way your narrator is...
Yeah, he's still very English. We've got no human stomach to replace it with. Never mind, he says. The old coo died this morning. Waste not, want not. So they took out me brother-in-law's stomach and put the coo's stomach in its place. Mind, I must say they made a first-class job of it. He's wagging about the day as fit as can be. Not only that, he's gonna cough in the spring.
What? That's the joke?
That's the last joke.
Well, there was no jokes other than that.
There was a few.
There weren't really jokes, or like...
Sort of probably facts. But he's going to have a baby calf in the spring because they put a stomach in him, a cow stomach.
Aye.
That's that.
I don't think a calf is born in a stomach. A calf's born in a womb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as the stomach?
No. It was 1988. It was a different time.
What? There didn't know biological fact?
Apparently not.
Oh, well. I mean, thanks for reading that out. Yes. Anyway, I'm going to have to go and, I don't know, make some more beer from your piss. By the way, nice vintage. Whatever you're eating, keep doing it.
I will.